It's bad. Anime.
Okay, I have to say, before your episode, to say you said, "Fuck anime, I want to eat pizza."
I just want to eat pizza.
It's
11:15.
It's 11:15 in the morning.
I don't want to do this anymore. I'm so tired. God damn it!
You're gonna stuff your face with Sally's of Eats, and then you're gonna be fine.
Yes.
For those listening, no, we're not going back to New Haven because we're just like, hey, there's a Sally's in Stamford, and it's kind of seems to have a more corporate vibe to it.
Yeah. So we're just gonna hit that one up.
There's stuff on their menu other than pizza. I'm like, that's not New Haven.
This is also the first day that I mentioned before we started recording that this is the first day that you and I have recorded an episode remotely, but then met up in the same day.
So which is really funny because we usually like, hey, I'll just come to you in your studio and we'll make it work.
Yeah.
Or you'll come here if I'm doing having an event here.
Right.
But today we're just like, hey, it would make more sense time-wise if we just record. And then we'll just go to Stamford, Connecticut.
Which is so funny because I'm going to see digital Rob and then physical Rob within about 2 hours of each other. And one of them will be drunk.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who.
We shall see how it goes. I actually have a Red Bull in my hand right now because it is 11:15 in the morning.
It is 11:15 in the morning. And this is God's Games We Play. Why did you want this?
Well, wow. Okay. That's some foreshadowing right there, my friend. Realistically, I said, wait, didn't I see this before? And then I'm like, oh no, that was Liar Liar.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. I was wondering, I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? We watched a show one time that was equally a level of dumb and it was about like games, but like, I don't remember what the show was called. And I kept thinking about Sword Art Online. And then I kept thinking about Chivalry of a Failed Knight. And I was like, no, no, no. He's like a different wiener guy. It's the same looking guy. But Liar Liar was the show
girl.
That I was thinking about. And girl, yes. Oh my God. There's always the guy with like kind of purplish black hair to indicate that he is Japanese.
Yes.
And then his cohort is always a red-haired, semi-chesty, depending on the show, kind of bubbly character that might be from another world. Who knows?
Yeah, no, we've seen this time and time again. Chivalry of a Failed Knight did it horribly. High School DxD is the one you're thinking of that did it fantastically.
Yes, they did. They did. And you know, I don't want to shit all over this to begin with. I mean, we're gonna shit all over it. But I do want to say, like, sure, we have these similar elements that we've seen played out in other shows before.
Well, Liar Liar was very close because one of the central plot points was the kid trying to find someone from his past with red hair who the female lead reminds him of, and that we're getting a lot of that here as well with our main character, Faye. Sweet, I remembered his name.
Wow, you did. That's great.
How long ago did you watch this?
Like 4 days ago, and that was significantly enough time to like forget everybody's names.
All right, cool. No, I finished it 4 or 5 hours ago.
Oh, so. Okay, great. So it's a little fresh in the brain.
Yes.
Yeah. So we got Faye, and then his friend, who's like a god, who's not a god anymore, but she was a god, but she got Aanged, but she was trapped in ice for like 1,000 years.
She did get Aanged in the very beginning,
and then she came out of the ice. And then all like the Inuits were like, whoa. And she was like, I'm a god. You guys want to play fucking poker?
Yeah. Like, you guys want to throw some money on this game of Yahtzee? Like,
what are we doing here?
Well, we have this. They had to just do a decent little bit of lore dumping here. And so I had to, at 4 or 5 in the morning, I'm like, oh God, I got to turn on my brain.
And see, so, did I not tell you?
Yeah.
Did I not tell you? That you said, is it hard to watch after I watched it? And I told you, the first episode is kind of a slog because they really just get to exposition moment here where they're just exposition, exposition,
which is
exposition.
Funny because you usually like that.
I do. I do like an exposition dump, but not, you know when I like an exposition dump? When there's a mystery.
When you like the show.
Okay. You know, that's a possible thing too. But I like an exposition dump when there's like a mystery that I'm already wondering about, that I'm like, oh, I wonder what the answer to this is.
Okay, okay.
For like a few episodes and then tell me. Don't just tell me everything when the show begins. It doesn't have room for surprises. It just sets everything up and then it's just like, go,
yeah,
we're gonna do it.
Don't just spread me open and fucking shove it in there, you know. Give me a little foreplay, travel up and down the valley, tickle the taint, spit on my nuts.
Exactly.
Those are all Jim Cornette quotes, I think.
Spit on my nuts.
That was an addition from Uncle Robbie. But
I'm just picturing just some guy just in a store just spitting on just a pile of peanuts.
That could be us in like 2 hours.
That might be us in 2 hours. That very well might be.
We'll just go into a grocery store in Stanford, spit on all of us, and they'll be like, "Excuse me, gentlemen," and then we'll say, "We're from Long Island," and then they'll just walk away. It's like we're not going to talk to these people,
and that's fine. We didn't want to talk to them anyways. We're from Long Island.
We're from Long Island, the most magical place on earth, where we have thousands of pizza places, but we're saying nah.
No, we're gonna go to Connecticut. I'm in the mood to get on a train.
Sally's and Colony Grill. Those are our Those are the two stops in mind today.
You know, going back to this show,
yes.
Something that they did that I think I ended up liking was the fact that every time they play a game, it's not like the same one. It's a little different every time, kind of like it was in Liar Liar, where every time there's like a different challenge and they're always based off of a game that you generally have an idea of what it is. Like,
but there's a lot of other conditions you need to figure out.
See, that is the thing that I didn't like so much, especially in the first episode. I got a hint of that where they were playing this game. Faye and his god friend, Leo Lachea, were playing this game that was called Memory with cards.
Yeah.
Which I already don't know, but it's a get to know you game, so they're trying to get to know each other, and that's well enough already that they're playing a game that I'm like, I don't really know this, and they kind of try to explain it, but then after
you never play that game like when you have like a bunch of cards on the table and you have to keep flipping over cards and to find two matching ones, and then it's like a match game.
No, really? Never played it. No, never done that.
Have you never played any of the video games on airplanes when you were younger?
No. Well, I did, but I was partial to the trivia ones. You know, I like
really?
The trivia ones. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I was more partial to solitaire and all the other cards.
The card games. Yeah. Well, I guess a lot of people know this. I just didn't, which is fine, which is totally fine. But then they started playing.
You say that with like a mix of like optimism and disdain. It's like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
People.
Whatever. But they started playing this game, and sure, I don't know it, but I consider it popular. And then after they start playing it, they're like, all right, great. Here are like the rules. Everybody knows them.
Right.
But also here are just a new set of 20 other rules that we have to bring into this. I'm like, why do that? I don't understand why you needed to make it so complicated. It could have been so straightforward. And that's what they do with every one of these games.
Yeah, no, that's kind of the entire point of the show.
Is just take a game that's so simple and just make it just so utterly complex that the viewer has no idea what's going on at that given time. There were conditions in some of these games that I was like, there's no way that anybody could humanely figure this out. Like, this is bullshit. Like, there's no way that this guy can figure this shit out every time.
Well, it's not really meant for the average human. I'm still trying to figure out the intent here, because a lot of it, they're trying to depict Faye as kind of like this fucking super genius.
Yes.
Because what they're doing is playing God's game, which is basically all the beings in the afterlife in this universe got super bored. They're like, hey, you know how your planet sucks? They said like 93% of it is inhospitable and covered by giant monsters and shit. I'm like, okay, cool. Now we're in Gamera Godzilla territory probably. I don't know what's happening. There's like a vague promise like, hey, we're going to have these games. And if someone can win 10 times, then they're granted whatever they want.
Well, so Rob, let me ask you something first. Yes. Is it a vague promise or is it a vague premise?
Here's the thing here. The premise is vague at first, but then, like you said, they cram so much unnecessary detail.
They do.
That it's not really vague anymore. It's very,
not vague after
it's a very hard-lined. It's like, okay. Yeah, the general idea is kind of base in that regard. I get what you're saying. God damn it. Everyone, stop messaging me about pizza.
Normally, this would be a joyous occasion.
No, normally this would be the greatest occasion, but now I have to talk about God's game.
Continue. Sorry, what were you saying?
The premise got
made more sense over time because they dumped so much exposition that it was hard not to.
Well, exactly. So, like, you know, you can't say this world isn't established because they touched on the industrial complex that revolves around these games, where like it's 70, like the human cities that do exist still are all tuning into the games, and you see like guys like But it's not like dystopian. It's like guys having frappuccinos watching screen, like going like, huh, nice.
Yeah, this kind of reeked of Metallic Rouge as well. That show we watched a few weeks ago. Because I feel like a lot of the newer shows that we've been watching, especially like these kind of, I guess, sci-fi-ish futuristic ones.
Yeah.
I feel like their entire idea now is to just throw fucking everything at you when the show starts. Yes. And then if you stuck with it, good on you.
Yeah, no,
it's very weird, kind of the difference in storytelling comparatively to a lot of the other like mechs and stuff that we've been watching over the past few months.
You could make that a comparison with a lot of modern anime in general, where like the first couple episodes now, they really try to set the hook in. Even with something else I just started checking. I just checked out only the first episode's out so far. Actually, no, the second one might drop in an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
New Gate or Next Gate, I keep forgetting the name. It's Sword Art Online, dumb isekai thing.
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
They get that show's entire premise out in the first like 3 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
Exclusively through narration. They barely animate any of it. Like, they animate stuff going on, obviously, but it's just God. Like, yeah, you guys know the drill. It's Sword Art Online, but there's an isekai. Fucking just let's go for it.
That's fascinating. I wonder how well that is working for them. It must be working well since it's happening with a lot of different animes nowadays. But I don't know. Yeah. Pardon me. You know I'm a plot guy. You know I'm all about knowing what's up. But like, that's too soon to know what's up. I need some kind of like mystery. I need you to drop some hints and then have some sort of big reveal later explain things later. Let me
anime.
Like the characters at least.
Well, that's the thing, Bouncy. We have this question, especially as we get approach more on the modern stuff. How much of modern anime is trying to be good? Or is it just trying to be something on a screen?
That is a good question.
Because people are going to watch it regardless.
Yes, they are, as we've seen. And people are going to like it regardless, I guess, because this didn't exactly have bad reviews on anywhere. Crunchyroll, Mal.
And Crunchyroll is at least seemingly going very hard on it because they had to dub out the same day as the...
Oh, my. Wow, really?
Yeah, same day dub.
Damn, they just simuldubbed this thing. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're giving it a simul dub, so there's clearly something here, because, you know, appealing to our inner child might be a part of it, because, you know, whenever you have these much games, we just go, it's time to do.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm never against an anime that uses games. I really enjoy that, actually. I think it's fun, because it could have, like, a nice, you know, we've been talking about it for a long time. It could have a nice Monster of the Week type of, like, oh, how are we going to do this one, this episode, this
time? Yeah, and I always said it. I never needed to look at a character and wonder if they're going to win, but I need to think, how are they going to win?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely this anime.
How is he gonna do it?
How's he gonna do it? I don't know. This anime kind of falls into that.
Oh, don't forget, episode 3 is when the shy one with the big tits showed up.
That's right. And they also always need that.
And they explicitly said she's 16 years old, and then she gets fondled by the female lead.
Yep.
It's like, wait, because they have to form a team at one point to do like the next God's game or whatever. Because they win one in the second episode, which was hysterical.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place, but we have to talk about this fucking hide and god seek game they played.
Oh, that was so silly. Yeah, where they were getting chased by a giant titan all over a city, and they had to figure out the condition at which they had to win. And it was a big game of hide and seek, but they didn't know how they were going to win. But then when the titan gets their friends or gets anybody on their team, he turns them to their side,
but
to
only
his
like,
side.
Yeah, so like the top half of their body turns red. And so they were able to do is, wait, what if we touch the bottom half of their body? Then they go back to being normal. They're like, this is a game of reverse. And we're like, what?
So it's like tag, but hide and seek. But also, in order to win, the win conditions were so stupid. The win conditions were like, okay, first of all, in order to win, all the buildings have to be destroyed. So you have to make the Titan destroy all the buildings. And then there was some dumb rule about like, yeah, if you line everybody that's been infected up against a wall in a line, at least 7 of them, you can convert them back to being on our team.
Well, this is based on some like traditional board game that I have no context of what it was.
Neither did I, I guess, because just went right above my head. I was like, what? Well, they didn't even talk about the board game, I don't think.
It's not really a board game. It's just like, again, it's one of those fucking...
Like Flat Stanley? I don't know. What
Flat Stanley?
You know, you ever heard of a Flat Stanley? Like
no.
A, he's like a he's a it's an elementary school thing. He's like a flat guy, and you color him in, and you just make a line of him. So he's like a lot of flat Stanleys. I don't know.
No, I've never heard of that. That sounds like a really rough time on the gay nightclub circuit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. It gets wild out there.
Oh God.
Ain't no Stanleys out there are flat though. Let me tell you.
Yes, you need a little bit of that curve.
That thick Stanley.
Girth.
What is this show?
I had a lot of fun with it. Because, like, the fucking board game, not board game, whatever this game was, again, it's one of those games I've seen 100 times. You see it, like, on, like, you know when you have those checkerboards that flip over and, like, there's, like, 40 games on the fucking thing?
Yep.
It's always one of those things. I don't know what it's called. But, like, with the black and the yellow dots. Sorry, mm-hmm. not black and yellow. Black and white dots. And you have to, like... So I learned how that game works, I guess.
Oh, sure.
The game might be called Reverse. So yeah, no, they established well enough that it was like, hey, we're actually playing this game. Is it stupid? Yeah, but you know,
but we're gonna do it.
If you and I understood what game they were playing, we might have thought, okay, this is a little less stupid, but still fucking ridiculous.
I think we have to do some deep research, and by deep research, I mean nothing. On this show,
I was gonna say, are you
in terms of the reviews and the ratings, because for example, right, I'm on its Crunchyroll page.
Yeah.
The average rating is 4.3 out of 5 stars. Very good rating. There's like 6,000 reviews.
Yeah.
All of the written reviews, of which there are a little, maybe 50.
Yeah.
Most of them are bashing it, saying it's generic and terrible, which I agree with. Weird that it seems like a... Do people just 5-star these things when they see them come up because they're like, ooh, anime, protagonist, I like, with red girl, red hair girl, like redhead girl. Yes, I will 5-star this. Is that just what people do now, or is there like an inflation on these ratings, maybe?
There could very well possibly be an inflation on the ratings, sure. But I guess one of the questions is, when it comes to the positive review score versus written reviews, if you like a show, what are the fucking odds you're going to write a positive review for it?
I guess so. Yeah, that's true.
Unless we're talking like, for me personally, unless it's Evangelion or fucking some of the OVAs ever developed until my childhood, I'm not gonna spend the 15 minutes to type something out. There's no fucking way.
I guess so. Yeah.
So it's so much easier to go 5-star, like, show my support, thank you, Daddy Crunchyroll. But when you have something negative and visceral to say, you're gonna do it. Sometimes in a long form conversation in a podcast that's been going on for 2+ years now.
Mm.
So, you know, these things just kind of happen.
I guess, you know, I just guess in a larger sense, we have to accept that anime has kind of become, or that Crunchyroll in some form has just kind of become a Netflix equivalent that, like, you know, there's an anime of every genre out there. Not all of them are good. Like maybe like even nowadays, it seems like at least 80% of them are just kind of like this, like a bit derivative. I guess that's what we just kind of have to accept and try to find a diamond in the rough every once in a while.
Welcome to the whole point where we started, why we started doing this.
Oh yeah, right. Wait, we're doing a podcast right now, aren't we?
Yes. No.
Oh, wow.
We're not having the pizza and having a casual conversation yet.
I feel like sometimes I like to circle back in my own mind to the beginning of why we did this, and you know, I'm happy we got there.
Yep.
So if anything, this show did that for me.
Well, I mean, I had a lot of fucking fun with this thing. I really enjoyed it, and I'm tempted to say I'm continuing it because it is so wildly stupid.
Continuing it?
I might.
Really?
It's just so fucking fun and dumb.
That's so surprising, but I like it. I really enjoy that take. So you're kind of in it on the brain drain factor. You can just throw it on, and it's like silly, and you can just keep going.
Oh, not even brain drain.
Really?
I want to see
what's... You're an active participant in this show. You liked it that much.
Well, when you say like, here's the question. What
okay.
do you mean? Because
I mean, okay.
My enjoyment comes mostly from seeing how convoluted this world building is and how these wind conditions are absolutely fucking absurd.
Okay.
The second episode, I was crying laughing. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like,
what do you mean you have 3 wind conditions and you have to do them all at the same time, but they don't tell you what they are? How would anybody win anything?
Well,
but then, you know, this guy being the king of games, big dick wiener guy over here, figures out everything.
Yeah. So I would like to see some hardship in there. I might, again, I don't think I'm fully vested, but I'm at least going to watch another episode or two and figure out where the fuck they're going with this, because it is wild. This thing is wild. And then we get the derivative parts in there. It's like, all right, here comes the one. Here comes the, like I said, shy blonde girl, big tits. The animation sometimes is just bad. We haven't even touched on it.
We didn't even talk about that.
It's just pretty cheap. The music's okay. And I think there's something here.
I did listen to the opening song once, and I did say like banger under my breath.
Banger.
It's good. I mean, it's classic. It's just an anime theme, but damn, it goes hard.
Yeah. So that's the thing right now. This whole thing is just an anime. I kind of like this style of show. Again, remember we've talked about strategic combat a lot.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's all this is. This is people trying to outsmart
and you
each
like
other.
That. You like that.
I enjoy the fuck out of that. I'm not going to say by any means the show is good. Again, I think it's derivative, yes. Stupid, yes. But is there a charm here that I'm curious by? Absolutely.
So you're pretty much in. You're pretty much in on this show. Interesting. Okay. I'm 100% out. Could not be more out. I think I thought this was kind of a waste of time. But it just didn't really do much for me. And it was similar to things that we've seen in the past that I also didn't continue. So it's a no for me. But like, good try.
good. Okay, cut.
It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod. Or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.